KTBB News Time, 7:53. It is 60 degrees. And folks, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's Paul Gleiser. Good morning to you, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler off of FM 344. Tuesday's VP debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz offered further compelling evidence, as if further evidence is needed, that debate sponsor CBS, in keeping with the rest of the legacy news organizations, has abandoned even the pretense of journalistic objectivity. Tuesday's debate rules specified that the moderators would not fact-check the candidates and would instead allow the candidates to fact-check each other. As my mother often said, that didn't last till the water got hot. In the portion of the debate devoted to immigration, a subject upon which much less time was spent than on climate change in January 6th, J.D. Vance was making a point about the approximately 10,000 Haitian migrants that the Biden administration has airdropped into Springfield, Ohio, a community of only 58,000. CBS News debate moderator Margaret Brennan, in direct contravention of the rules, dove in to correct Senator Vance on his assertion that the Haitian migrants are here illegally. As it happens, J.D. Vance's premise was right and Margaret Brennan's correction of him was wrong. To Vance's credit, he didn't let Brennan get away with it, despite her sputtering about having so much to get to. Here's the exchange.
Just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status, temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you. Senator, we have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important because
we're going to turn out of the economy. Thank you.
Margaret, the rules were that you guys weren't going to fact check. And since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on.
In truth, the particulars of the Haitian migrant situation in Springfield, Ohio, stand beside the point. The point is that the legacy media, as now embodied by elitist, condescending, partisan hacks like Margaret Brennan, are deeply in the tank for the Democratic Party and anyone who is opposed to Donald Trump. I was privy to the emails that CBS News Radio was sending to their affiliates Tuesday night. Though both candidates misstated some facts, CBS News emailed their radio affiliates numerous fact checks against J.D. Vance while not offering even a single fact check against Tim Walz. Am I surprised by that? Of course not. Am I appalled by it? Absolutely. Though CBS, ABC, NBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times no longer command the audience shares they once did, they're still huge. Despite years of squandering their inheritance from the days when 92% of the country trusted Walter Cronkite, these legacy organizations are still the primary sources for news for millions of Americans. They continue to enjoy their status as practitioners in the one field of professional endeavor to be given specific protection in the U.S. Constitution. They continue to be at the front of the line when it comes to the necessarily limited access by news media to the top leaders and top levels of the U.S. government. And that's a way of saying that a reporter from CBS will get a seat in the White House briefing room long before Paul Gleiser from KTBB gets one. Put simply, the legacy media organizations are still at the top of the food chain in the media ecosphere. They are the privileged ones. They get the best seats at the political conventions and first access to disaster sites like those we're currently seeing in western North Carolina. They're still the big dogs. Oh, by the way, they also get reservations at the best restaurants when those same restaurants are telling the likes of you and me that they're fully booked for the night. For all these reasons, the Margaret Brennans of the world bear a special responsibility. In America, a properly informed electorate can be counted on to get it right at the ballot box more often than not. A commitment to fairness and objectivity toward the goal of creating that informed electorate is a small price to pay for the privilege and standing that the legacy media continue to enjoy. That they have long ago abandoned that commitment does much to explain why we in America are at each other's throats. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. You know, we've already had some delightful days of milder temperatures and cool evenings. More are on the way. I can't wait. It is the changing of the seasons. And that means it's time for a seasonal shift in our wine choices from white, because we drink white wines chilled, to red. But I don't like red wine, you might say. Well, you probably do, you just don't know it yet, and here's how we fix that. Take yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall Estates and tell them I sent you to find your red. They will begin offering you red wine tastings from the Keepersall collection. Of course, your first taste is on me. This enjoyable effort will take you on a red wine journey from light and fruity to bold and tannic. And along the way, you will find your red from the Keepersall collection. I've done exactly that. I love the smoothness of Keepersall's 2019 Syrah. So, to find your red wine for the fall, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.